Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You know, I've got a pretty thick skin, but reading 500 pages last night, I scanned over 500 pages of the 900, and seeing Fauci describing how to build COVID-19 and building it and then how to cover it up, and just knowing that if we don't do something, he's going to get away with it, is surreal to know we've got criminals that are in control of all of the law enforcement agencies at the top. And that they're bringing in a system that'll destroy them, but they don't care because they're such cowards, is just mind-blowing. Dr. Francis Boyle is joining us here in a moment. We're going to cover it all. I want to make a very important announcement to all the listeners, though. I want to make a very important announcement to all the great listeners that are tuned into the broadcast today. And it's that I want to thank you for your support in keeping us on air, despite all the attacks, all the demonization, all the death threats, and all the behind-the-scenes dirty tricks. We've become stronger in this fight, and we couldn't do any of it without you. So you are the InfoWar. You help wake up Bolsonaro. You help wake up Nigel Farage. You help wake up Joe Rogan, and you help wake up Tucker Carlson. They've all told me that this show woke them up. That means you woke them up. That means it's more important than ever to keep this broadcast on air in the face of the enemy. It's like a standard, a flag they want to pull down, a signet. And I want you to get products that help fund the operation, that help you. I want them to blow you away. That's why we've got Amazing X2 and Vitamin Mineral Fusion, both discounted, very close to selling out at InfoWarsStore.com. In fact, the Vitamin Mineral Fusion sale is going to end next Monday or Tuesday is when we got a new sale coming in, because they're all about to sell out, Vitamin Mineral Fusion and, of course, X2. But we've got something that just came in that I know is going to be a huge game changer. They ordered a limited amount of it, not because we couldn't get the ingredients, but because we've been tight on cash and we've got a lot of products. We only buy so much. We didn't know if it would be popular or not. But listeners told us we want Brain Force Plus as a liquid. Well, my developers talked to a lot of top developers, and they said, let's give them what they want. Let's make the strongest, clean herb compound caffeine-based system out there with no additives, no crap, that is a long, clean, strong burn. So we got a limited edition. Even says limited edition to make sure the listeners would like it. I know the crew loves it so much that it's not going to be limited edition for long, but it is a limited edition right now, and that is Brain Force Ultra. This is a very, very exciting product. It's got ashwagandha root, an ancient herb used for over 3,000 years, and is favored by many different medical systems and many tribes around the world for its beneficial properties. Guarara seed loaded with energy compounds and antioxidants. Guarara seed is native. The Amazon has been used by Amazonian tribes for centuries for stamina and energy, clarity, and focus, including their rituals. Alpha GPC, a natural compound found in the brain that delivers choline, a water-soluble essential nutrient across the brain barrier. Green coffee bean, you know, that's the antioxidant, so many things, great energy. From the raw seed to the coffee fruit, green coffee beans pack a powerful natural punch and are rich in chlorogenic acid. Eleuthero root is a celebrated member of the ginseng family and has been used for thousands of years in traditional systems. Yerba mate leaf, by the way, has quercetin, that's so good for your immune system, containing natural amounts of caffeine. Yerba mate is also loaded with polyphenolphthalates and quercetin, also as well as potassium, magnesium, and manganese. Green tea leaves, naturally rich in EGCG as well as L-theanine. Only the highest quality green tea leaves are included in this formula. Ginkgo leaf, known for its exceptional antioxidant content, ginkgo comes from the ancient group of plants and has been the focus of both ancient and modern fascination. And that's just some of what is in Brain Force Ultra, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. GCNRadio.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. But at current sales rates, people are going crazy. This will be gone by Monday or Tuesday as well. So we're putting a big order in now. Get your BrainForce Ultra today at InfoWarsStore.com. No reviews yet, but I love it.
Do you think it's a bad trait of Mike Lindell that he's so optimistic, that he's so positive? No. It's that type of optimism that built this country. We would have never defeated the British 250 years ago if we didn't have a lot of optimism and we didn't persevere. George Washington lost most of his major battles, but he kept fighting for 6 years, and finally we won. Well, Mike Lindell has been fighting as a man in the arena, and he's continuing to expose serious issues in the 2020 election. We need to keep him in the fight. Plus, he's got hundreds of incredible made-in-American products, not just pillows, not just towels, not just sheets, not just beds. And he's got up to 66% off at MyPillow.com with promo code Alex. You get the best deals. It's made in America. He's investigating the election. He's fighting the globalists. He's standing up against forced inoculations. His organization is reaching millions of people. We need to support it and support InfoWars at the same time at MyPillow.com. Promo code Alex, up to 66% off. You need these products already. They're high quality. Use promo code Alex and save big.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Correct! Give the masses a slip. Step on
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have had two gigantic earth-shaking events that affect all of us in the last 24 hours. First, The Intercept, a very respected investigative journal, sued a year ago, and they finally got 900 pages, and I read 500 last night until I fell asleep at 2 a.m., and it just made me angry when I was reading it. We've got a bunch of those pages today here. We've got the 900 pages, and it's unspeakable evil. Fauci is there admitting to creating COVID-19, to fusing five viruses together that they later admit is COVID-19. He admits it's synthetic, just like his head of the program, Peter Daszak, did in 2019 in December. We have that video. But the media ignored that, but these are the documents. So this totally proves what Senator Paul says. It proves what Dr. Francis Boyle said in February on this broadcast, and in March and in May, you know, right through. He's been on every month with us or more. I guess it probably made 18, 19 appearances, it looks like, every month since last February. He's a very busy professor. He is the author of the U.S. Biological Weapons Law. He was also a top U.N. prosecutor, prosecuted many war criminals like Slobodan Milosevic. And so he's the guy that can tell you about international law and U.S. law and the Nuremberg Code and the rest of it, and applicable U.S. laws of how we can go after Fauci. But I have a very sick feeling that because the FBI and Justice Department are so controlled, that instead we'll probably see, you know, Donald Trump indicted for some type of tax stuff from 20 years ago in New York instead of the crimes of the century, gain of function. Then a new video surfaced from 2012, we aired the first hour that we'll play again for Dr. Boyle, where he's in a online C-SPAN symposium, a bioweapons symposium called Biodefense 2012, and they ask about gain of function. They admit they built a virus that spreads faster through ferrets and can infect humans. So we have all the admissions. We have all the doctors. We have them specifically making this coronavirus at the Wuhan lab, and we have him not being arrested. So this is incredible. So we're joined by probably the best expert we could possibly have, Dr. Francis Boyle, for the rest of the hour, sir. So please, I know you did a show, you don't like to repeat yourself a month ago where you laid out the three ways to indict him or go after him, but please, give us your take on how big this is, what's currently happening, what are the mechanisms by states or by grand juries? I mean, what can we do when someone is literally committing crimes against humanity in front of us? Thank you, Dr. Boyle.
Well, thank you, Alex, for having me on. My best to your listening audience. I was watching the media today, and I did want to address President Biden's address to the nation tomorrow in anticipation of what he's going to say. The reports are he is going to expand his Frankenshot mandate system that clearly violates the Nuremberg Code on medical experimentation. It's a Nuremberg crime and a Nuremberg crime against humanity. Biden is basically going to be deliberately setting up an apartheid system, and they had passes there, along the lines of the criminal apartheid regime in South Africa, where you had the whites over here and the blacks over there, et cetera. So I did want to say a few words in anticipation.
Yes, sir. So we'll get into the we'll get into the Fauci stuff next segment. Absolutely, that's huge news as well. So from your intel, what do you think he's going to announce tomorrow? And obviously, we know the two head scientists over vaccines quit last week in anticipation of what's about to be announced.
Right. Well, we're going to have a third Frankenshot. So if the first two didn't kill you off already, you'll be triple tapped by the third Frankenshot. And then expanding the mandates as far as he possibly can for the under the control of the United States federal government, and also compelling private employers to compel as many people as possible to take these Frankenshots. As I said once before on your program, I was up against, personally, Senator Biden in his capacity as chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. My personal dealings with Biden, he is a total totalitarian along the lines of George Orwell and 1984. He has absolutely no respect for the civil rights, civil liberties, and human rights of the American people. And this dealt with the U.S.-UK Supplementary Extradition Treaty of 1986, which he pushed through the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. We Irish organized against that treaty. We were supported by the American Civil Liberties Union, because the American Civil Liberties Union and we Irish understood that that treaty was a dire threat to the civil rights, civil liberties, human rights of all Americans. Remember, we fought a revolution against Britain here in this country, and they tried to impose an extradition treaty on us that they could, the Brits could ask for anyone they want and get. So, you know, Francis Boyle's created a lot of problems for us over there on our illegal colonial military occupation of Northern Ireland, so we want them. I won't go through this at length, but I castrated that treaty despite Biden, and he fought for it. He tried to ram this treaty through at the behest of Britain and Maggie Thatcher. I kid you not. So all this talk about him, you know, being an Irishman, you know, he's what we Irish would call, you know, a St. Patrick's Day Irishman. He marches in the parade and that's it. Otherwise, he's a very cunning, deceptive, devious, totalitarian politician behind the scenes. And we were able, you know, to beat out that first treaty. And the only reason Biden supported that first totalitarian treaty was that he was going to run for president in 1988, which he lost, and wanted to make it appear that, well, I'm really tough on terrorism. So what happened is 9/11/2001 came along, and the British figured the climate had changed all over again. So they came back against us a second time with the Maggie Thatcher extradition treaty all over again. And Biden fully supported it. And the American Civil Liberties Union fully supported us Irish in stopping that treaty against what Biden was trying to do. Because the ACLU and we Irish realized this second treaty would be a dire threat to the civil rights and civil liberties and human rights of all Americans, and not just the Irish. And basically, we stopped what Biden was trying to do, we fought back, and we got basic protections in there, in the ratification for that treaty that protected all Americans. And again, Biden supported the second treaty, 2006, to support his own presidential election campaign at that time, which he lost. If you're interested, the story on our fight against that second extradition treaty and against Biden, you can find in my book, United Ireland, Human Rights and International Law. For page limitations, I had to delete the battle against the first treaty. But here's a man who sold out his own people, the Irish, to our congenital enemies, the British, and Maggie Thatcher twice over 20 years, and was fully prepared to violate all the civil rights, civil liberties, and human rights of the American people, which is exactly why the American Civil Liberties Union supported us twice in a row.
So and now the ACLU is supporting forced inoculations. They've been bought out by Soros. Hunter Francis Boyle has been in these fights up against dictators, up against Biden. We can beat them again. We come back. The big announcements Biden is set to make tomorrow and the gain of function Fauci caught red-handed. This is a huge broadcast. Stay with us.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: Excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Segment and other big news surrounding the whole COVID global martial law takeover, how they admit that the vaccine in India created the Delta variant that spreads way faster and has hit my family and crew and just almost killed a bunch of people I know. It's very serious. And some listeners are like, oh, it doesn't exist. Well, wait till it hits you. I hope it doesn't, because almost killed my dad, who's in pretty good shape. I've got some family that's still sick from it, you know, despite the nutraceuticals. So this is a very serious situation. They turn people away when they come. They don't give them any treatment. Then they wait and intubate them. This has all been a giant setup of evil. And now we have the two top regulators at the FDA quitting and saying, don't give it to children under 16. Don't do the booster shots. And Biden's going to override that tomorrow. Other people resigned at the FDA. The head of a panel on the Alzheimer's drug, they unanimously, scientists said, do not approve it. It's dangerous. Biden's approving it. So this is true Joseph Mengele level stuff, isn't it, Dr. Boyle? I mean, it's just crazy what's going on.
Right, Alex, this is reminiscent of the experiments that Dr. Mengele carried on against Jewish children at Auschwitz. You can read about that in the medical doctor's case at Nuremberg. That led to the Nuremberg Code on medical experimentation. These are our Nuremberg crimes against humanity. But before we go on with the discussion, Alex, I wanted to refer back to two points you made before the break. First point, people have to understand you can fight back against Biden. I fought back against him twice. Now, I had the support of every Irish-American organization here in the country, so we have to get organized. And second, the support of the ACLU. But the first time, I beat Biden out, hands down. And the second time, we fought back, we stopped what he was going to do, and we protected the interests of all American people, their civil rights, civil liberties, and human rights. Now, as for the ACLU endorsement of the Frankenshots, you have to look at what happened there. The fellow who wrote that article in the New York Times, David Cole, I know full well, he's a professor of law at Georgetown Law School. Cole is infamous in the legal profession for basically supporting the CIA torture program that was set up by Bush Jr. Yes, I kid you not. Cole argued in the New York Times that with respect to the 550-page executive summary put out by an arm of Congress here about this torture scandal, which I read, that the CIA got a bum rap. Well, that was ridiculous. They did not get a bum rap. That was a congressional investigation, 550-page executive summary based on a 6,000-page report that they still won't let us see, documenting CIA torture. And Cole went out there to run interference for the CIA. I kid you not. So this man is a controlled opposition, and it does appear that as of now, the ACLU has become controlled opposition, too. So I just wanted to deal with those two points, Alex. And now I'm happy to go wherever you would like us to go.
Well, this is a shorter segment. Two long segments are coming up. So let's finish up the next 5 minutes with, hey, we actually have the European Union regulators saying don't do booster shots, don't do children. They're being overridden, it looks like. Boris Johnson says he's going to override his government, a cabinet-level group that says don't do it. We've got all the, I mean, like something like a third of the FDA board heads, including the two people over the vaccine programs that are pro-vaccine, by the way, they've left and quit and said this is wrong and evil. That's a pretty big seismic event, and it shows that there's some soul left in the bureaucracy, or maybe they just don't want to go to prison for what they know is coming out. But, I mean, to me, that's a pretty big deal, Dr. Boyle. I don't ever remember seeing regulators across the world standing up and doing the right thing like this.
Well, actually, you can't. I think they might be afraid of going to prison. You can't trust the FDA at all. As we said months ago in that interview I gave you over SARS-like cluster of circulating bat coronavirus posed threat for human emergence that developed COVID-19, the FDA is clearly listed. National Center for Toxicological Research, Food and Drug Administration, Jefferson, Arkansas, USA, they are clearly listed as helping to develop this offensive biological warfare weapon with gain-of-function properties in it known as COVID-19 at the UNC BSL-3. So, of course, you can't trust or believe anything the FDA
has done. Well, I totally agree. So why would you have all these insiders breaking with Biden, saying you shouldn't do this, it's political, don't do it, and quitting and leaving? And in Europe, regulators standing up and saying it's time to stop. Is it because they now realize how bad this is?
No, I think they've known it all along. I think they're fearing criminal prosecution and the reaction of the American people when all of the truth comes out, which it is slowly doing thanks to your program going back to the programs going back to February of 2020. The FDA, then, this totally rotten, corrupt, and criminal organization that is well known to be a captive agency in the legal profession under the control of the drug industry, and Monsanto and the Nazis at Bayer and Monsanto, et cetera, they gave their original emergency use authorization to the Franken shots in violation of the Nuremberg Code on medical experimentation. They know what the Nuremberg Code is all about. They knew when they gave it they were violating the Nuremberg Code on medical experimentation. They knew they were committing a Nuremberg crime. They knew they were committing a Nuremberg crime against humanity.
And I know as a prosecutor, you don't go, I mean, you do go to MOTA, but you're always, hey, the crime's there, let's just go, let's go have them arrested. We'll talk about how that happens next segment. But I always go back to psychology, though, because that is important in crimes. Why did they think they'd get away with this? Because I think it's clear that they're starting to not get away with it, the truth's coming out. So I'll ask you the same question I asked you a year ago. What's wrong with these big pharma keeps doing things, keeps putting out blood product, factor VIII with HIV in it, knowing it'll kill millions. It's in their minutes. They say, who cares? Keeps doing this craziness over and over again.
Well, it's the arrogance of power and the God complex that, you know, we are God here. We scientists and you out there are the little bitty people. You're the Untermensch, the under people, as the Nazis saw it. And we are the Übermensch, the over people, as the Nazis saw it.
That's exactly what Dr. Zelenko said. And anybody that studies it gets down to that. And then, surprise, surprise, Bill Gates wants to depopulate the world. Dr. Francis Boyle is here with us. We'll show you that book again. It's very historical. I've read it about how he's beaten these bureaucracies before. He also helped, right at the tip of the spear, beat the forced inoculations of experimental anthrax shots of the troops. So this guy knows how to beat them. He's trained at Harvard, the same program that Kissinger was. And so he's going to talk about the blueprint for victory against this nightmare when we come back.
I've been fighting as hard as I can for almost 28 years against the globalists. I wanted to stop their agenda. I wanted to wake up the world and stop them dead in their tracks before they went operational. But we failed. Yes, a lot of people are awake. Yes, we're not getting caught flat-footed, but they are going ahead with their full operational deindustrialization, Great Reset. And that's why it's more important than ever that all viewers and all listeners tell everybody they know about the show, because people are ready to wake up and ready to hear the truth. So we've got to information warfare the enemy and try to stop their agenda, but we've also got to get personally prepared. And one of the number one things to do is high-quality, storable food. We've got the best food ready to ship at very affordable prices at InfoWarsStore.com. So whether it's a month or a 6 month or a year supply or specialty diets, it's ready to ship right now. Lock your orders in before food prices go up and before there are long lines and waits, because believe me, serious times are coming. Get ready at InfoWarsStore.com.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale. 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 Oh, no. Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee. That's HTM.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Well, we are all certainly riders on the storm. And the question is, how do we end this globalist power grab by the Rockefeller Foundation and by Kissinger and by Bill Gates admitting they're going to use a virus to take control and now doing it, and martial law around the world and what's coming here and tightening down the noose on us tomorrow with this big announcement? You can go to Amazon and many other places and find the many great books written by Dr. Francis Boyle. Just search his name. You can pull those up. Biowarfare and Terrorism is a definitive book on that as well. United Ireland, Human Rights, International Law,
and, of course, several others there that you can find. Now, sir, we've only got 27 minutes left. I want to shut up these two long segments and just get into how big it is, what's coming out. I don't want to take credit. I don't want you to take credit. But the truth is you first broke the gain of function, the documents that were already there. Now new documents out of The Intercept. Now video surfacing of him at conferences with doomsday viruses he was making and gain of function. And just the crimes of this out in the open and in the new documents that came out yesterday through the four-year lawsuit of The Intercept. I know you know about this for listeners joining us. He says combine these five viruses with the SARS virus. He describes COVID-19, and we had Peter Daszak on video admitting it. So we have open and shut the man running the response to it is the man behind it. So get into the current developments and under the law, how we move against this monster, because this is just insane to see him sit up there when he has been caught red-handed.
Well, it's just before we get to that, I wanted to finish the point of the last segment, and specifically with respect to the members of U.S. Armed Forces. It was the FDA back in 1990 that authorized the emergency use of the two Gulf War Franken shots at that time, which I opposed and tried to stop, that led to the Gulf War sickness. So the FDA is fully responsible for what happened to U.S. troops back starting in 1990. The Pentagon still lies about the statistics because they know they committed a Nuremberg crime and a Nuremberg crime against humanity against our own troops. Out of 500,000 inoculated, 11,000 were killed, 100,000 were disabled, and maybe one-third adverse events. The Gulf War sickness also infected healthcare workers and members of the immediate family. Okay? The FDA did that. They are a rotten, corrupt, criminal organization that should be completely put out of business. And now because of this new FDA so-called final approval, Biden and Secretary Austin has ordered all U.S. military forces to take these new Franken shots that are probably going to even be far worse in the consequences.
And so you're an expert lawyer on these areas, so let's talk about this. But I've had doctors on and others, and we've gone over with lawyers. They've said it's 100% clear this is a new, made-up no-man's land where it's another emergency authorization. They had a meeting and decided to call it final approval but said in 2025 we might actually approve it. So another hoax, another lie, another giant fraud saying that this is an approved vaccine.
And perpetrated by Biden and Secretary of Defense Austin and the FDA. I mean, the FDA are total liars, as is the CDC and the WHO. You can't believe anything they are telling. Yeah, there's Austin right there. He's Biden's man. He's forcing U.S. Armed Forces to take these Franken shots, knowing full well what happened to them with the Gulf War sickness and the healthcare workers that treated them, that indicated a biological warfare weapon at work, and their family members who also came down with the Gulf War sickness. I still hear from veterans suffering from the Gulf War sickness today ask me my advice what they can do. You can imagine, only imagine, what is going to happen when our current military personnel have to take this new round of Franken shots.
I totally agree. But, sir, please, just on the giant subject, your total vindication, you were the first to come out with it with all the documents, the details. You already had the information in February of last year. Now it's all confirmed with these new documents, 900 pages, video surfacing and Fauci admitting it. I've never seen such an open and shut case, or am I wrong?
Alex, now we can get into how the American people can fight back. Yes, I wanted to say all that just as background to this catastrophic existential situation we are facing as Americans, including the members of our U.S. Armed Forces. Yes, as I said in our last interview, we are dealing here with murder, and conspiracy to commit murder, two causes of action, one for the COVID pandemic and the second for the Franken shots. So let me go through both causes of action here. As for the COVID pandemic, murder is defined as the unlawful killing of human beings with malice aforethought. All right, unlawful, I was hired here to teach criminal law, so fine. Unlawful, there we have their gross, you know, Fauci, Collins, Menachery, everyone, the Bat Queen, this person from the Harvard Medical School, which is why you can't believe Walensky there from the CDC. She's from the Harvard Medical School. Everyone on that SARS-like cluster, Barrick, everyone on that contract that we discussed before, it is violating the My Biological Weapons Anti-Terrorism Act of 1989. So we have unlawful killing of human beings, probably right now over a million American excess deaths. And again, they're lying about the true fatalities here, but excess deaths, probably over a million. With malice aforethought, a term of art. So one of the elements of malice aforethought is manifesting grave indifference to human life. And we have seen with all the documents that have come out, including those you've recently discussed now, that Fauci, Collins, Menachery, this FDA person, the Harvard Medical School person, the Bat Queen, went ahead and did this extremely dangerous biological warfare weapons work with grave indifference to human life at a minimum. So my opinion is we have an excellent case for murder and conspiracy to commit murder against those people for sure. So what needs to be done then, since the entire federal government, the Department of Injustice, Garland, all the rest of them, the FBI, they're all under the control of Biden. They're going to do Biden's bidding. He's made it clear he's working in cahoots with Fauci. So fine. We have to take our case then out to every state's attorney, district attorney, county prosecutor, attorney general, and anyone here in the United States. And the last figure I saw was there were well under over 400 of them. And the people living under their jurisdiction pressure them and say, look here, we have had people murdered under your jurisdiction by this gang of criminals, and we want you to convene a grand jury and present all of this evidence before the grand jury and secure an indictment for murder and conspiracy to commit murder against these individuals.
Stay right there, sir. We'll come back with that straight ahead. Dr. Francis Boyle lays out the legal blueprint. It's very strong to put these criminals behind bars.
Angie's List is now Angie. Summer is the perfect time to book your next home project. From lawn care to a new patio, Angie makes it simple to connect with pros who can get the job done right. See reviews, upfront pricing, and instantly book hundreds of projects. Plus, when you book and pay through Angie, we'll cover your project up to the full purchase price, plus limited damage protection with our happiness guarantee. Check out Angie.com, and for more on the happiness guarantee, go to Angie.com/happiness-guarantee.htm.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess or linaclotide is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abby and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Is the tip of the spear in the resistance to these globalist depopulation programs and Henry Kissinger's State Department Memorandum 200 and others like it that says the policy of the U.S. government is depopulation. Well, that's not the U.S. government. That's the psychos playing God that want to be the Uber mention, as he was talking about earlier. I'm going to host 15 minutes the next hour. Another great guest host is coming in ahead of the war room. I'm going to get some big news breaking after Dr. Boyle leaves us, but they're going to declare even more of our liberties gone, but they're not gone. We have to stand up for them when Biden makes the speech tomorrow. So you got cut off by the break, Dr. Boyle, with we have a very good case for prosecuting these people. We need grand juries to take action. We need the citizens to beat the drum. We need Congress and Rand Paul to beat the drum. Please continue, sir, with the path towards getting these monsters off our backs.
Right, Alex. I want to first talk then about a second cause of action on the Frankenshots, and then I would like to give some more advice to our members of our U.S. Armed Forces who, you know, have been ordered to take these Frankenshots by Austin at the behest of Biden, the totalitarian. Now, the second cause of action over the Frankenshots, you don't do them both together. The Frankenshots, let me go back again. Unlawful, killing of human beings with malice aforethought. Unlawful on the Frankenshots, it would clearly be a violation of the Nuremberg Code on Medical Experimentation. That is a Nuremberg crime, and a Nuremberg crime against humanity, killing of human beings. Again, if you are living in a territorial jurisdiction where people have died from the Frankenshots, you should go into your state's attorney, district attorney, county prosecutor, the attorney general. Okay, you need people who've died under their jurisdiction. And then with malice aforethought. So here we have two other elements of malice aforethought to deal with. The first, either intentional killing of human beings. The Frankenshot people say, well, we didn't intend to kill people. The second is intention to cause grievous bodily harm to human beings. And clearly we have them on that. That if you look at the VAERS reports that are grossly underestimated, the European Health Authority reports that are much better, you will see that these Frankenshots have inflicted a grievous bodily harm on human beings massively, and they know it, and they knew it, and they are continuing to do it. People are still dying, and now they're coming up with a third booster shot, despite all the evidence. In Israel today, they're now on their fourth booster shot. That's the future that we face if we do not stop these criminals. So I believe all the elements are there for convening a grand jury to seek indictments for murder and conspiracy to commit murder against Slawi, head of Operation Warp Speed, the chief executive officers of Pfizer, BioNTech, and Johnson & Johnson. Those are the Frankenshots being used in this country. And also their so-called chief scientific officers, they're death scientists, for conspiracy and conspiracy to commit murder. And I think the case is there. I think that these prosecutors can make the case for indictments for murder and conspiracy to commit murder against this group of people. As for Bill Gates, he has been very careful to stand down in the background. I don't know if he could be tied into conspiracy to commit murder. We're going to need more evidence against Gates between you and me. I understand Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is coming out with a new book trying to tie Gates into all this. I've listened to his half-hour podcast on it. Maybe we're going to get more evidence about Gates. I can't say at this time. We need to keep that in mind.
Well, sir, once we start indicting Fauci and Peter Daszak and the rest of them, then we'll be able to get all the rest of the documents, and we know that Gates was funding it, and then we'll be able to get him.
Sure. Just subpoena Gates to appear before these grand juries. And a subpoena Duces Tecum to take all the documents he has. And if necessary, even though the feds aren't going to do this and the FBI, the local prosecutors where Gates lives out there in Seattle, the Gates Foundation headquarters, wherever he might be located, they can send out state local police and execute search warrants.
And let me throw this at you. People like Jim Garrison, he never brought the CIA to justice for killing Kennedy, but in the people's minds, 92% national polls know they killed him. So that's just one prosecutor in New Orleans doing that. And so these prosecutors, if they've got the courage, because we have no future if they don't, if these grand juries and others just do this, it's a major shot across the bow, and I expect they'll back off pretty quick, wouldn't they, if they started getting indicted or investigated in five or six jurisdictions, Doctor?
Of course they would. That would just be the start of the resistance. That would be, starting a ball rolling down the mountain against Biden and the Frankenshots. So, and the difference here is that the state prosecutors, state's attorneys, district attorneys, county prosecutors, attorney generals, they're elected by the people, okay? The people in their territorial jurisdiction. My experience dealing with people at this level and judges, the state local judges and prosecutors, they are accountable, more accountable to the people than federal prosecutors and federal judges, because they are elected by the people, they can be reelected by the people, they can be defeated by the people, and their salaries are paid by the people. So for that reason, I believe that if the people under their territorial jurisdiction got organized and buttonholed them, not just emails, but buttonholed them personally, some of them would have the courage to be more responsive.
And to get the ball rolling, again, go speak at city councils, county commissioners, state houses, go to the meet and greets with state reps, go meet and greets with judges, and just say, hey, you've seen the documents, you've seen what happened. Rand Paul can't do this by his own. And we're not saying this to act tough. Dr. Bull's committed to what he's doing. I'm committed because we're driven to do this because we don't want to be slaves. We come from people and families that love freedom, just like the listeners and viewers do. But obviously, Boyle's been targeted. We don't have time to get into it. I've been targeted for this. So we're not up here calling for their indictment just to act cool. We know this is life and death. We're putting our lives on the line doing this. I mean, I'll tell you, I've been told if I don't back off, they got the FBI investigating me. They got other stuff. They said, Jones, one more inch and we're going to get you. And so they might kill me soon. That's okay, because I'm not signed on to killing all these people and the military and all these poison shots. Somebody's got to call these people's bluff. And we're doing it right now, aren't we, Dr. Boyle?
Well, Alex, let me just say a final word. We're running out of time here to our U.S. military personnel. Under U.S. military law, you have no obligation to obey an illegal order. And you can read that in Winthrop on military law. I've argued this in court martials. And so this order from Austin at the behest of Trump, you can say if you want to, it's an illegal order. It violates the Nuremberg Code. That is a Nuremberg crime and is a Nuremberg crime against humanity. I am not going to carry out this legal order. If you are going to court-martial me, well, so be it. I have all the protections of the Uniform Code of Military Justice. And again, the Uniform Code of Military Justice, in my opinion, is pretty good for a military system.
Dr. Bull, hold on. I don't know if you're teaching class today. We got a two-minute break. I've had so many questions from the military. I'm glad you brought this up. They wanted you back on to talk about the process, if it's a written order, how, what the best. I know you can't give legal advice, but just from your experience, they're calling me, and I don't know, because I know Biden's like, there's supposedly a path not to take the shots, but he's hiding it from them, and they're playing tricks. So dude, 5 more minutes. I promise I'll let you get back to your work. Two-minute break. We're going to come back. Folks, don't forget, only way this interview gets out is you tell people. It's about to end. It's life-saving. It's so powerful. It's at the center of liberty right now in truth. Once it's archived today at band.video or freeworldnews.tv, for your own future, for our future, this is a war. It's a globalist takeover, a corporate takeover. You've got to take this interview and share it on your email, your text message, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, everywhere. There's no copyright. Take clips out of it. Use it. None of what I do is copyright. Just get it out there. You are the Paul Revere's.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.